Have you ever found yourself struggling to get motivated, or you feel stuck or not sure on how to move forward in achieving that goal that you've set for yourself? Well, today I'll be talking about a simple but a powerful concept, which is self-motivation. Hello, everyone. My name is Hade, and this is Weekend Chair On. Weekend Chair On is a podcast where I share what I've learned on different self-help topics. I also share tips, strategies, and helps on how to become a better version of ourselves. And as I said earlier, I said I was talking about self-motivation. I'm talking about what it means, reason why we lack self-motivation, and reasons why being self-motivated is important, and how to build self-motivation. So without further ado, let's get into the video. So, self-motivation means being able to motivate yourself to get that thing that you want or you want to achieve. It is being able to take charge, being able to be in charge of your actions, your decisions, having good and positive attitude, and being able to keep going even when things get tough. And then you may be wondering, why do I need to motivate myself when there are a lot of motivational speeches, motivational speakers that I can listen to? True. But if you're not self-motivated, if you're not self-driven, there is no amount of there's no amount of motivational speakers or motivational speeches you listen to and you won't be motivated. And please do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that motivational speeches or motivational speakers do not help, or they are not good. They are good and they help. But there is something that I have learned by myself and through my research, is that motivational speakers, they don't actually motivate us. What they do is they send a message, mostly emotional message, to help you invite actions. You hear them saying things like, you are capable, you can do this. They're trying to like motivate you or bring you, they are trying to invite actions. But if you don't have that motivation inside of you, you just listen to it at that moment, you will feel stirred up, and that's all. You will not take actions. So they try to trigger or enhance or activate our actions. They try to enhance our self-motivation. So why do people lack self-motivation, or why do we lack motivation? First reason is fear of failure. You see, fear is a very, very, very bad thing. If you have fear of anything, if you fear failure, you won't be able to move on. You'll be able to move forward. You will not have this motivation inside of you. The next one is not having a clear goal or clear plans. You want to achieve something and you don't have a clear goal, you don't have a plan on how to go about it and stuff, you will lose motivation at the long run. There's a saying that says, he who fails to plan, plans to fail. Yes, if you don't have a plan on how to go about something, you get fed up at the long run. You just be like, I don't even know what to do next, all those kind of things. So not having a clear goal or clear plan. The next one is lack of confidence. You see, I talked about lack of confidence or how to build up self-confidence in my previous video. You can check that out. If you don't have confidence, you won't have motivation. They work hand in hand. Like, many of these self-help topics works hand in hand in order to become a better version of ourselves. So lack of self-confidence can also lead to lack of self-motivation. The next one is stress or being burnt out. You know, as students in college, university, even high school, and so on, when we are stressed out, we'll be so demoralized that we will not want to do that thing. Like, even if we have to study, like, God, I'm so tired, I cannot do this, I'll do it when I've rested, and so on and so forth. So stress contributes to reasons why we lack self-motivation or motivation as a whole. The next one is not having support, not having someone that will support you, not having someone that will encourage you, not having someone that will tell you, okay, you're doing well, keep going, someone that will keep pushing you. If you don't have that kind of person, sometimes it's going to be difficult to be motivated. And the next one is lack of interest in what you are doing. If what you are doing right now, if you lack interest in it, if you don't have interest in doing that thing, you will not be motivated to do it. And it occurs mostly for students in our courses or our subjects. If you don't like physics, if you lack interest in physics, to study it, to just be like, oh, I can't do this, I don't like it, you will not have that motivation, no zeal to do that thing. So these are the reasons or why we lack motivation. So check yourself today and maybe you'll fall under one of the reasons why you lack motivation. Next one we're talking about is reason why being self-motivated is important. And the first thing is, it makes achieving goals easy. You have a goal and you have this motivation, you'll be focused. Like, you have this focus, like, oh, this is my goal. And you are motivated from within, like, you want to achieve it and so on. Like, it's going to, like, make your goal easy to achieve. And I'm not saying that there will not be challenges or so. There will be. Which brings us to the next reason why we should be self-motivated. Overcoming challenges. That's the second one. Like, if you have self-motivation, if you are motivated, you will be always focused. No matter what challenges arises, even having self-motivation will help you develop persistence or persistency. I don't know which one is the right word. You should ever develop this, I can do it. Even when things are tough, when people are saying, no, you are not doing it right, or you cannot make it and stuff, you will keep doing it because you have that self-motivation from inside of you. And the next one is, being self-motivated help you to grow personally. It helps you with your personal growth. Yes, you now have the power, you now have the zeal to take charge, to be in charge of your decisions, to be in charge of your action. And you're not that skeddy cat again that will be like, I can't make a decision, I don't know this or that. So being self-motivated, it helps you grow personally. The next one, it helps you find happiness and fulfillment. So you see, when you set a goal and maybe eventually it's going as planned, you know, not every time things will go as planned. Eventually, if it's going as planned, you have this sense of happiness. You feel this happiness inside of you, and you feel this sense of fulfillment, like, yes, this is what I wanted. Yes, you feel that sense of happiness and sense of fulfillment. So these are the reasons why one should be self-motivated. There are a whole lot of other reasons, but this reason had one that I think that they are very, like, common and, like, very relatable. So now, how do you build self-motivation? That is the main reason for this video today. Number one, learn to set clear and achievable goals or plans. Learn to set clear and achievable goals. Let me give you an instance. Let's say you have a 90-page study material to cover. Maybe you have exam in like a month or maybe weeks, and you have to cover this 90-page study material. And you want to cover this 90-page study material in 1 hour. Yes, you can see that it is not realistic. It's very difficult, like, except if you're a genius. But for us that know that we are not genius, that we cannot finish 90 pages, even one page is difficult to finish in like 15 minutes. If you want to, like, get clear understanding of what you want have or what you are reading. So a realistic goal is a goal that is achievable. So you have to learn to set goals that are achievable, that are clear. That is the first thing you need to do. You need to learn. if you want to build self-motivation. The next one is have a plan. Create a plan. Now you have a 90-page study material to study, and we're not being unrealistic that we want to read it in 1 hour. So based on your level of assimilation and your level of quick assimilation and memory retention, you should be able to like space it out. You don't have like, that's not the only study material you have to study. You know, even in high school, secondary school, we have different subjects we are taking, and you have to know everything. So you have this 90-page study material for one course, let's say chemistry, and you have a whole lot of hours before your exam, like a month. There are a lot of hours in that. I don't know how to calculate that for right now. You can space it depending on your level of assimilation and memory retention. You can space it. You can like take 9 pages within 1 hour and 30 minutes, or 1 hour with breaks in between. Like you study 3 page, you take a break, go through everything you've done, or maybe you do something that you love, like for some minutes, come back, do 3 pages again. That way you've created a plan. Create a plan for yourself to follow. It'd be easy to like follow this thing and achieve your goal of reading that 90-page study. Not just reading it, you understand. So the next one is reward yourself. Learn to reward yourself. Like a competition, when people are preparing for a competition, maybe a spelling bee competition, a football match, or a sport competition, they put in all their best because there's a reward at the end of the competition, be it trophy, money, whatever it is, name it. They work hard for it because they want that reward, either because they want to have the award in their room to like make them happy, or maybe to be make them proud of themselves, or and so on and so forth. So whenever you set your goal, achievable goals, and you've created your plan and you're following it, reward yourself. If it's maybe you buy yourself a drink, or maybe you call a friend, do something you love for some time, and then go back to your plan. So learn to reward yourself. The next one is visualize success. Visualize success. You see, when let's say you have a plan, you have something that you want to achieve, and you've made your plans. If things become tough, like there are sometimes that things will not go well, like it will not go as planned, and then you might feel demoralized, the best thing to do at that moment is to visualize your success. Visualize how happy, imagine how happy you will be when you become successful at that thing, when that thing that you want actually come out nice, even better than the way you imagine, or even like just as you imagine. So you have to visualize it. Have this imagination. The next one is surround yourself with positive and supportive people. You know, I said it earlier in when I was talking about why we lack self-motivation, that is because we don't have encouraging people around us. You might be thinking, okay, because I have self-motivation now, so why should I need people around me? Man, there are times that things will choke. It will choke, like it will, you'll feel like, oh God, I'm getting tired. But then a friend of you might just notice it and be like, Ade, you're doing well. Why are you trying to like stop? You're doing well. Keep going. You got this. You see, that kind of encouragement will make you like boost you, like give you some boost, like boost your energy level, your motivational level again. And this at the time, this is part of the time that you can listen to motivational speeches. The time that you feel down, when you listen to them, they will prompt you to start taking action again, not to look at what's going on and keep going. Yes. So there are a whole lot of things. Another thing is to practice self-care. Care for yourself. Practice self-care. And also learn from your setbacks and your failures. Learn from your failure. When you make a mistake or you fail at something, You can just go over it. What make me fail? Why? Why did I fail? Why did I fail? What did I do wrong? Learn from it. And then you, the next time you're going to try it again, make sure that you don't make that same mistake. Yeah, we've come to the end of today's episode. But before you leave, I'd like to share a story with you. Yes.
Ruby and Jade are very, very good friends. They attend the same school. Their exams are fast approaching, so they decided to start taking studying seriously. They attended class as they ought to, and will also go through what they've learned in class to ensure that they understand and also study. But Ruby is very, very much easily distracted. She would go on Instagram and play games during study section, and in the course of doing that, she would distract Jade by showing her what she has seen. So Jade decided to talk to Ruby and explain that she has not been studying as much as she ought to because she has been distracted by her, and they decided to start studying separately and still be friends. So Ruby has started studying, so has Jade, but in separate places. Ruby was so confused and frustrated because her study material is so much to cover. And then she just kept complaining. Jade, being a very, very good friend, came to check up on her and saw that she was complaining and all, and decided to encourage her. Told her to find self-motivation, to find her self-drive, to motivate herself and remember all her goals.
Yeah, so this is all I have for today's podcast. I'll be linking the Spotify link for audio only in the description box. And please like, share, subscribe, and comment. And also learn to motivate yourself and see yourself, visualize yourself achieving that thing that you want to achieve. Stay safe. Have a nice weekend. And please love yourself. This is the season of love. The February 14th was like 2 days ago. And some people might be like, oh, I didn't get a gift from a lover or a money relationship. Love yourself. Get yourself something. Yeah, that's all. Bye. Have a nice weekend. Love you.